couple minutes after the 4 o'clock hour on KSTM FM. Apache Junction at 107.1 and Phoenix at 99.3. Tomorrow night, KSTM presents Jerry Riopel in concert along with Steve Morris in a New Year's Eve show at the Celebrity. And I have Jerry Riopel right here in person at the Storm Studios. Good afternoon, Jerry. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
Great, great. This makes how many years in a row that
this is number 12.
12 years.
I'm an immensely lucky man.
How did that all get started?
I came in here, I think I did one show opening with David Bromberg, and then the end of that was probably in the summer, and then the end of the year, I was asked to open the show for Dr. John on New Year's Eve, and that was the last time I opened at the Celebrity. It all just mushroomed, and I started headlining.
It's quite a tradition there. How long have you been in the music business?
Oh, 20 years.
How did you first get started?
I wanted to be a songwriter. I rented a piano and started writing songs. And eventually I landed a gig as a songwriter with Alden Music way back in the old days. Screen Gems Columbia Music, I guess it was. And, slowly worked my way through the business. I wanted to be a record producer, which I did a lot. I was a producer at A&M before I decided to start making solo records.
Now, you were the leader in a 60s band called The Parade, is that correct?
Yeah, that was a group I produced for A&M, but I was also in the group and produced it, and the hit single we had, Sunshine Girl, was I wrote also, and was the lead singing, actually. My singing was too funky, and the other lead singer, Murray McLeod, there were three of us in the group, Murray McLeod and Smokey Roberts, Murray's singing was too nice, mine was too funky, so we actually did the lead line in unison. We'd rehearse it and look in each other's eyes while we sang until we'd get it so tight it was like one voice, but it really had both characteristics.
That was one of my questions. It's very British 60s sounding.
Actually, you know what I think we were doing was combining Simon and Garfunkel and the Beach Boys. Murray was a big Beach Boys fan. I was a Simon and Garfunkel fan, still am. And I think that's, what we're really up to.
For Jerry Riopel fans, now you can find a copy of Sunshine Girl. It's on the Rhino Records Nuggets collection.
Yeah, I was just saying, I want to go out and get one of those myself.
One of the versions that's
There's even birds chirping in that record that I recorded on my front porch.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Of all the songs that you've recorded, what is your favorite?
Oh, well... So Young comes to mind. That's a real important song to me.
Well, let's go for that right now. And while we're at it, I have four pairs of tickets to give away to the show tomorrow night. Jerry Riopel in concert out at the Celebrity. So if you're one of the first four callers, 969-3126, consider yourself a winner. You're on KSTM. Here's Jerry Riopel.
In bed. matter, and I believe that everything lasts. I'll see a love dream, and I'll never wake up. And I'll change every day, and I'll taste every cup. I'm so young.
Jerry Riopel and So Young on Storm KSTM. Jerry in town at the Celebrity Theater tomorrow night, the New Year's Eve show that kicks off at 9 o'clock with Steve Morris opening up that show. And Jerry is here in the studio right now at KSTM. What do you think of today's music?
A lot of it's tremendous, and a lot of it is relies too easily on what the modern technology will do almost all by itself. You know.
What kind of music do you like to listen to when you're kicked back at home?
If I had to go to a desert island with three records, they'd be Ray Charles' Greatest Hits, Peter Gabriel's Security album, and probably Otis Redding live in Europe. You know.
Were these some of the artists that influenced you?
Yeah, Ray Charles a lot. He was definitely the biggest influence. I loved the Beatles and the Stones. I still love the Stones. I'm interested in whatever they do. Aretha Franklin. I was a big R&B fan, you know, as a kid. Especially, I grew up in the South, and, and R&B was it. Hank Ballard and the Midnighters, people like that.
Lots of good lost stuff.
Yeah.
At this point. How many albums have you released over the years?
I've released 8 records.
And how many years has it been since the last one?
2.5.
2.5.
Maybe 3. I'm in trouble. I should be putting out more product. I really ought to put out a record every year, and I would like to put out a record every year. I get busy earning a living and doing film work and stuff like that, and it takes up too much of my time, actually.
You've released a few singles over the past couple of years.
Well, I don't really release singles. I mean, I've released, I've given The Storm, for instance, some unreleased stuff that you know that's completed but not put on an LP yet. I've done things like that, but actually we've never sold a single.
Okay, your forthcoming LP, you are working on one right now.
It's called Hands On.
Hands On, and I have one of those songs right now, one of those unreleased songs called Holding On.
Oh, great.
And that will be on that record, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
This was done for a movie, but it will, I made a deal where I can have it on the record too.
Okay, well let's give a listen to that. And before we do, I'd just like to make mention that I have 12 Jerry Riopel albums to give away right now from different periods, some copies of A Little Bit at a Time, Dangerous Stranger, and Juicy Talk. So if you would like one of those, be one of the first 12 callers here at KSTM at 969-3126. New Jerry Riopel, Holding on KSTM, The Storm.
Jump and run, and the boss is blind, and the wheel.
KSTM The Storm. That's Jerry Rippel and a song which will grace his forthcoming LP. And it's called Holding On. Jerry's here in the studio. What kind of show can we look forward to tomorrow night at the Celebrity?
We're going to do a section in the center of the show. I did some shows with Bonnie Raitt recently. I kind of ran in here. She's playing the fair, and I ran in here and did a little opening spot with her. It was my first solo kinds of shows. I did them with Al Johnson, who's a great barrel house piano player. And he's going to come in, and we're going to do a little section of that show in the middle of this show.
So something to break it up.
Yeah, and it's a different thing that we do. You know, it's fun for me.
Who will be in your band this time around?
Dave Plenn's playing guitar. John Harris is playing bass. Tom Philman is playing drums. Laurie McDonald will be with me again. She's playing guitar and singing. And Al Johnson will come in. He'll also play with the band besides this other section of the show. And Jeff Holly will be there on saxophone. Sort of the big band, you know.
Sort of a great high-energy show in store.
Yeah, there'll be plenty of energy, I'm sure.
Now, Steve Morris is opening up.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. He's a virtuoso.
Now, his band, The Dregs, opened up one of your New Year's Eve shows.
Yeah, they were great guys. I'd never met them before. We had a good time with them.
What are your future plans, your hopes, dreams, and ambitions in the following year?
Well, I have a lot of work. My big plan is to get a record made and out and try to not just get caught up in film work, but there's a lot of that out there for me now. There's a lot of songs for movies is something that I'm getting more and more involved with. And I've been co-producing film scores with Joel Goldsmith, the things he's been scoring, and trying to make my own records at the same time.
So your new album, which is slated for release February?
Let's hope.
Okay. Is that on your own label?
Yeah, well, that's up in the air, but maybe. I like it on my own label, actually, because then we get to do it the way we want to do it. It's not interesting to have it on somebody else's label unless they're extremely supportive.
Your earlier albums, a lot of them are out of print at this point.
Are they not? Yeah. I never print enough of them. I don't have some of them. There's one of them, one of the best records of Saving Grace album. I don't have a new copy of myself. Michael Dunnigan's over there going, I have one. So I buy this from you, or is this a Christmas present?
He has something you don't. Tomorrow night, out at the Celebrity Theater, it's Jerry Rippel in a KSTM show with Steve Morris opening up. Now, you can get tickets for that at the Celebrity and also at Dillard's box office. And we're going to close this section off with a song that was recorded live in the Celebrity.
Ah,
that's
one of my favorite records.
On the In the Round LP. Red Ball, Texas Flyer. I'd like to thank you, Jerry, for coming down here.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I enjoyed it.
And we'll see you tomorrow night.
All right.
The Storm in the Valley, KSTM. Jerry Rippel.
Red Ball, Texas Flyer for all you Texans. Well, I'm driving to New Orleans on a half tank of gas. Got a Jesus on the dashboard, got a third wife on my ass. They don't think I'm gonna make it, but I swear I think I can. In my red ball, Texas flyer, I'm
Jerry Riopel, Red Ball, Texas Flyer, Jerry Riopel on KSTM The Storm. We just had him in here, and he's coming to town tomorrow night in a KSTM show out at the Celebrity along with Steve Morris. Tickets for that show available once again at Dillard's and also the Celebrity box office. And what you just heard, the song came off an album called In the Round, which is recorded live right here in Phoenix at the Celebrity back in 1978, the location of tomorrow night's show. And that it's also coming up tonight at 11 o'clock on the 11th Hour LP, so you can hear the entire LP. You're on KSTM. Here's the Pretenders. Stop Your Sobbing on the Storm.
It is time for you to stop all of your sobbing. Yes, it is.